Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I come out like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Monday!
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Is the block still hot? Is the block still hot?
Block is still hot.
The block is still hot? The
block is hot, bro.
If your block is anything like my block, then, see, this is what men don't understand.
Oh, I understand.
When one of us get caught out there, we all get caught out there.
No, block okay? is hot.
So I woke up Sunday morning with a panic call from Envy, a panic text, all right, warning me that the block is hot.
I tried to warn you.
My dumb ass gonna sit there in the bed with the wife and watch the evidence that shows that the block is hot. And I end up sitting there having a three-hour conversation, which lasted for 24 hours, about cheating and why cheating is wrong. Boo, you don't got to explain to me.
Yep.
Okay, I've been scared straight.
So if you don't know, they're discussing Kevin Hart.
Oh man.
Yes, Kevin Hart got caught.
Block is hot.
The block is
hot,
man.
He actually had to make a statement to get ahead of it before this footage emerged and somebody was trying to extort him.
Oh, the footage hasn't emerged, though.
Well, some footage that they're trying to say is...
But they legally can't post it.
It's like a warning.
But they legally can't post the footage because, you know, he was recorded without his consent.
Right.
So they legally can't post the footage.
So, yes. Envy actually hit me first.
Mm-hmm. I seen it immediately, and I said, what is going on here? What is happening?
And then I had all the information.
I said, please let it be a lie. Then when I found out it wasn't a lie, of course, Charlamagne, I don't even know how early it was. Yo, bro, the block
early
is
on
out.
Sunday.
I said, what are we going to do?
See, this is the thing that men don't understand. It's never a good time to cheat. But the best time to cheat, the prime time to cheat, was right after Beyonce dropped Lemonade. The worst time to cheat is after Jay-Z has dropped the 444 album. Okay? Mark my words. The best time to cheat was after Beyonce dropped Lemonade.
All right, well, we're going to get into all of that this morning. All of it.
Also, shout out to everybody that came out to Teaneck, New Jersey. Shout out to Bun B. Shout out to Packers. Shout out to High Hole Shipping. We got an 18-wheeler, an empty 18-wheeler. I found the whole story. So this is what happened. I got a quick minute. The guy got a tractor trailer for real cheap. I guess tractor trailers are usually like 15, 20 grand, 30 grand to buy an empty tractor trailer. He got it for $1,500.
Wow.
So he was like, he wants to pay it forward. So he was listening to Sway on Sirius, called Sway and said, hey, I got this tractor trailer. Sway gave him Bun B's number. Bun B found out that he had a trailer, called me. Said, hey, could the Breakfast Club help out? I said, absolutely. I called my guy Mike at Packers. It was like a big thing. We worked it out, and we packed that 18-wheeler up crazy.
I heard now, you guys had to stop accepting.
Yeah, we had to stop. It was just too much. Like, a lot of people came and they donated a lot of things. I mean, water, feminine supplies. Charlamagne, how many Tims did you donate?
I don't know. It was a box of Timbers. That let me know I've been living in New York way too long. You know what I'm saying? And the sad part is, what made me realize this yesterday, like, I know we needed clothes and stuff like that. I got a bunch of stuff that I don't even wear that still got tags on them, so I was like, here, take all these PRPS jeans, which I love PRPS, by the way.
Wow.
And a bunch of fresh Timberlands.
Yeah.
You what? I know it's going to Houston, but you know, you can ride. It's a good month you can wear those in Houston.
Yeah, you can wear Timberlands.
Where the weather's comfortable for a month to wear those.
Right. So we're shipping all those things down. So many people came down. You know, when we planned this, I didn't necessarily think about getting the stuff in the truck. But they, I mean,
you guys had to pack it in.
Yeah, we had to pack it in. But there was a bunch of dudes. Like, these are the, you would see the hoodest dudes.
Don't lie, they weren't helping.
Yes, they were. Absolutely helping. Helping since 11 a.m.
Not the ones I put on videotape. Salute to Diz, salute to Tone, salute to 6-4.
They got there late. Just your friends.
They got there late.
They were cheering people on.
Yeah, they were cheering people on. Right. They were making sure the environment was safe. But everybody else were really helping, and I appreciate everybody that came out. We packed that truck up, and we had so many other supplies that we're going to send out there as well. And shout out to everybody that came. I'm sorry that we had to turn people away, you know, but it was just so many people and so many things. Put like this, we got about 300 cases of water, 400 cases of water. It was ridiculous. So it just felt real good to help somebody. So
that's right. But always remember, how many people you help, the block is still hot.
But okay? Block is hot.
That don't stop your block from being hot.
My goodness.
All right, you can raise $10 million and the block will still be hot. All right, drop one of Clues Bombs for Kevin Hart, damn it.
My goodness.
Keep your guards up.
Yes, all right.
We're riding with you.
Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll be talking about St. Louis. More than 80 people were arrested after the third night of protests.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
Good
morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Did we scream Cardi B a million times this weekend? Did we download it a million times?
Well, let's hope so.
Did we play it a million times?
I don't know. It's up on the charts. It's still moving in the upward direction. So.
Good.
Let's talk about Janet Jackson and how great she looked and her busting out some Cardi B moves.
She definitely danced the Bodak Yellow this weekend. Hopefully Cardi B number one this week.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Let's start with football. The Ravens beat the Browns 24-10. Carolina beat Buffalo 9-3. Arizona beat the Colts 16-13. Tennessee beat Jacksonville 37-16. Kansas City beat Philly 27-20. New England beat New Orleans 36-20. Pittsburgh beat the Vikings 26-9. Tampa Bay beat Chicago 29-7. The Dolphins beat Chargers 19-17. Oakland, well, they destroyed the Jets 45-20. Dallas lost to Denver 42-17. Washington beat the Rams 27-20. Seattle beat the 49ers 12-9. Atlanta beat the Packers 34-23. And tonight, the Giants take on the Detroit Lions at home.
I can't believe you're still reading football scores. You're not
the Cowboys are no longer undefeated.
It's amazing that you're not boycotting football.
Did you watch the game, sir?
You don't stand for nothing.
Did you watch the game, sir?
Of course I did not watch the game. I stand for something.
I noticed you got to.
Are you boycotting too, Charlamagne?
I am boycotting.
Let me tell you, he was at the Hurricane
Dallas
Relief
Cowboys
Fund.
Cowboys are not undefeated.
10 minutes before the game started. 10 minutes before that game started, Charlamagne was gone. I said he went to watch the game.
I figured out how I'm going to do this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to boycott every week the Cowboys lose.
Oh, that's what you're going to do?
Whenever the Cowboys lose, I don't know what football is.
Okay.
Well,
right?
How are you going to know that they lose ahead of time?
Because he has to watch it.
I'm going to listen to NBC do the scores every Monday morning. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on in St. Louis.
All right. So just to give you that background information, in St. Louis, they have been protesting, and that's all because of an incident that happened in December 2011. A St. Louis police officer, Jason Stockley, shot and killed Anthony Lamar Smith, who was a suspected drug dealer. Now, Stockley was white, was found not guilty of first-degree murder on Friday after a trial. And prosecutors did allege that Stockley executed Anthony Lamar Smith after following a car chase and then planting a gun in his car. Stockley says that Smith reached for the gun and that he shot Smith in self-defense. Well, what happened is the judge did agree with Stockley, and so there have been protests. Now, more than 80 people have been arrested after the third night of protests in St. Louis. Here is Antoine, who is Anthony Lamar Smith's brother. Here's what he had to say.
The judge ain't do his job. He on the way to retire, so he ain't care less about the case. The whole time the trial was going on, that man was falling asleep at his stand. So he wasn't paying attention to the case. He already had his mind made up of what he wanted to do way before the trial even started and everything. That's why the barricades and stuff up all around downtown. Everybody downtown, they already knew the outcome of this.
All right, and Ed Sheeran and U2 have both have to cancel their concerts in St. Louis because of safety concerns.
Wow. Mm.
But Nick Cannon was there front and center, not worried about safety concerns.
It sounds like something we've heard before.
Absolutely.
It sounds like an echo chamber. That's exactly what it sounds like.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, bad night, or maybe you had a good weekend. Hey, you want to express some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Cliff.
What's up, man? Get
Relax,
it off your chest, bro.
Why you so amped this morning?
Well, I'm amped up because, first of all, I got through The Breakfast Club finally after months and months of trying.
Hi.
Okay.
Well, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Well, first of all, everybody's concentrating on the hurricanes. Yes, the hurricanes destroyed or minimally destroyed Florida and Texas. But you got to think about the West Indies. The little island of Anguilla has been totally destroyed. That's where I'm from. My family's still there. My wife is there.
Oh,
my friends are there.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I'm absolutely doing something for the AXA. I love Anguilla. I've been talking to Hayden down there. Salute to my guy Hayden. Talking to my homegirl Marvette. We are absolutely doing things for the island of
Anguilla.
And
we're doing things for St. Martin as well.
Yeah, St. Martin is 95% together. Destroyed. They were saying 90% destroyed.
Barbuda,
yeah,
but let's not say
almost 100%.
Let's not tell the lie that there was minimal damage in Texas.
Yeah,
though.
It's not minimal.
Hey, but definitely we're doing something for Anguilla.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's Pete, man, from Jersey, man, Brick City.
Pete, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man, I'm mad about this fight, man. I done lost $200, man.
That's man, right.
Why? About this fight, why was you mad about the fight?
Triple G won that
he
fight.
He lost money.
He didn't, but it was
Triple
a draw.
G, man, listen, man, listen. Triple G took some shots, man, and kept pushing forward, man. He was boxing, man. He was out there doing his thing.
Yeah, so was Canelo. Fight, you do understand when a person gets hit, even if they walk through the punches, those punches still count for points,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do all definitely points.
I understand, but Canelo been a bigger fighter, you know what I'm saying? He already fought some of the great fighters. So he should have been in there doing his thing also.
What do you mean? Canelo was the underdog. Triple G was the favorite. What are you talking about?
Nah, but Canelo been there and done it though, man.
What are you mad about?
Canelo's 27 years old. He's fought the best of the best. Triple G really hasn't fought anybody since he fought Danny Jacobs. That was his first real test, and now Canelo. But we're acting like Triple G wasn't the favorite. He's the champion. What are you talking about?
Now, are you looking forward to
what
a
I'm
rematch?
I'm talking about you losing my bread. That's what I'm talking about.
Who'd you bet on?
Yeah, who did you lose your bread? Because it was a draw.
But I still lost. You know the way you bet over here in Jersey? You got to give me a round. You
yeah,
know,
you have
I
to pick a round.
I was playing with the rounds and stuff, man. Yeah, man. I started playing with the rounds and lost my bread.
Are you going to watch your rematch?
Yeah, but I'm watching on this fire stick I just got from my man.
Oh, God.
Real crazy. Why wouldn't you pay? That was a great fight. Why wouldn't you
really
pay for a
fight.
Part two?
I think Triple G should have won that, but I'm
nah.
You don't think Triple G won that fight?
Draw. As soon as the fight was over, I was like, well, that was a draw.
Nah,
because Canelo won the early and the late rounds. Triple G he dominated the pace in the middle. But it was a great fight. Neither one of them hurt each other. And they was hitting each other with some
heat. They was throwing some fire.
Like, I'm shocked that neither one of them hurt each other.
I'm surprised nobody fell down one time.
That was a great fight, man.
It was a great fight.
I thought draw was the accurate.
I thought it was Triple G.
Accurate
accurate, whatever you call it.
But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Mr. Pay It Forward, what's going on, Breakfast Club?
Mr. Pay It Forward, what up, man? Get it off your chest.
Ain't nothing, man. I'm blessed, man. As you know, I came through yesterday. Your event was so dope, man. A lot of people came out. I'm pretty sure you was just as surprised as I was at how crazy the turnout was. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It was just a wonderful thing to be a part of, man.
Now, Mr. Pay It Forward was there with me yesterday from the start, and he had a hand truck, and he was helping people get supplies out of people's cars and getting on that 18-wheeler, but I appreciate you, bro, for coming through and helping out.
No doubt, bro. I appreciate
He's living that pay-it-forward life.
People, man. It's really important, man.
Now, he got his hands dirty yesterday, and I appreciate it.
And I'm mad because some lady came, and she had stuff to donate, but it was too much, so your wife had to tell her, like, listen, we're turning some people down. We don't have enough space. And she started arguing with your wife.
Yeah,
man,
she was a dumbass from Plainfield, New Jersey, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised my wife didn't curse out. And my wife said she didn't want to create a scene because it was such a positive event. The lady was mad. She drove from Plainfield, and she was like, I can't donate my stuff. And I'd have told her to take her effort stuff and take it to the shelter. Like, we had so much stuff. You didn't get your hands dirty. We've been there since 11 o'clock. And yes, I understand that it took you an hour to get there, but we were working for 7 hours. I didn't get paid for this. We were just trying to help people out. And for you to come with that negative energy, should have took your ish and got the F out of there. But it was still a great event, though.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man.
And I appreciate you, bro.
No doubt, bro.
Thank you, man.
God bless. Pay it forward, baby.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't think that's how you should talk to people who came to donate.
No, it wasn't that. She was beefing and arguing and creating a scene because we had too much stuff. And I told her, I was like, look, man, you know, we have too much stuff. Take it to
the shelter down
the block.
Because, you know, another van came took stuff from that pile to take to the church.
Well, because we had no more stuff. The van was so flooded. We just had to ask people on Twitter, if you have a van, please come help, because we had so much stuff.
Oh.
But, you know, she was being so negative and so nasty. And I'm like, look, man, we're just trying to help people. Like,
right.
Please. Like,
all she had to do was say, listen, how about can I leave my stuff here?
Exactly.
I know you guys have other, you know, sometimes
but you're trying
to
create a scene that's nasty. Like, this was a positive event, and that was the only one negative person there.
He told that there was a shelter down the block.
Take it to the shelter down the block. But the truck was full, and we had no more room. Like, what do you want us to do? Like, you know, the guy donated his truck. Everybody donated their time. People were tired, you know. What do you want us to do, man? But she was nasty, but whatever. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Well, listen, I know we're going to be talking about our good friend Kevin Hart all morning.
Lord have mercy.
My goodness.
Lord, the block is so high. Kev don't realize how bad it was for brothers this weekend because of him.
Well, y'all stop being selfish. How bad is it for Kevin now? Okay, he's going through it.
Kevin,
his wife is about
fine.
To have a baby. I'm sure she's stressed out. He's stressed out.
I definitely know he's stressed out.
But we'll do the apology first, and then we'll break down what happened to lead to that apology.
Fellas out there, the block is hot. Be careful. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, over the weekend, Kevin Hart posted a video where he was apologizing to his wife and children. Now, we were all perplexed when we first saw this video. We didn't know where it was coming from. Here's what it sounded like.
This is your second marriage. What made you want to do it again?
What is that? Wait, why are you playing? What is that? Y'all don't have the clip?
No. They got the wrong clip.
No, we should have the clip of Kevin Hart actually speaking.
You mean the clip that's been on every blog this weekend isn't in our system this morning?
They got it. Let's go.
No, it is in here.
Here we go.
Recently, I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment where only bad things can happen, and they did. And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to, being my wife and my kids. It's a moment when you know you're wrong, and there's no excuses for your wrong behavior. At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. But I'm not going to also allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes.
Get in front of it, Kev. You run every morning,
now,
okay?
First,
you run miles every morning. Run in front of it.
Now,
get
when
in front
I first heard this, I thought that perhaps this was a setup for a show he was doing.
Now, I knew it wasn't a setup. I could see it in his eyes.
I was like, I don't know what's happening here. But then someone actually sent me the video that was being circulated that they sent to TMZ and Bossip and all the other blogs. And on that video, the woman, I guess, or because according to the police and the FBI, they do know who the person is that made contact with Kevin Hart.
She should go to jail or he should go to jail
now
forever.
Now, they haven't confirmed if it's the person that's in the video. Well, the person who made contact. We don't know who made contact.
Yeah, we don't know who made contact.
Or somebody that has...
It could be, you know,
that representative. We don't know if it's that person that's
You don't know who's trying to extort Kevin.
Right.
Right. No, we don't know. Gotcha. They have not confirmed if it is the woman that's in the video or if it's somebody that got a hold of that woman's iPhone and then went ahead and
right. That
little video is too
tried
well
to expose Kevin.
That video is very well produced.
It's very right. well produced.
But on this video, you can see various pictures and there's also audio on the video from the Breakfast Club. And
I'm sending a cease and desist. Don't use my audio on that. Don't use my audio on my voice on that disgusting, okay, devilish video.
Well, here's what happened when Kevin Hart was on The Breakfast Club, and this is actually on that video that was circulating.
Cease and desist.
This is your second marriage. What made you want to do it again?
I got a good one. I can't play any games.
You call it your rib.
Yeah, I call it my rib, man. And the funny thing is people, I don't know if people understand what that means. Dude, it's from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rib is something that you can't live without. No, but I got a good one, man. Look, I can say on record, you know, within my last marriage, I take full responsibility for the mistakes that I made. I'm not sitting up here like, man, I don't know why it didn't work. Hey, I'm guilty.
All right, in this video, you can also see Kevin Hart out and about, and he's with different women on this video. Now, you don't actually see him.
I thought it was
him.
The same woman.
No, there's different women.
It's different women.
One's a blonde-haired woman in the club. There's another one that's
you
a brunette.
You can't tell the difference?
No, she got changed her hair, but I thought it was the same woman throughout the whole video.
Now it looks like a different woman.
Right, so anyway, now on this video, the person also tried to say that Kevin Hart, the real reason he orchestrated the Texas Hurricane Relief Fund was to get ahead as he knew this damaging footage was one click away from being
exposed. That's just dumb. Like, he planned a hurricane.
Kevin Hart always does.
like, you plan a whole hurricane because you know you're about to get caught.
Not that he planned a hurricane, but just saying that he planned to do good deeds after that happened.
He always does good deeds.
But yes, Kevin Hart does a lot of great deeds, so mm-hmm. I don't think that one thing has anything to do with the other. He has, apparently him and his wife are going to have to deal with this, and I don't know, he's going to have to figure out how he can do better. Now, the FBI is saying they know who the woman is who interacted with Kevin, so they're not sure they have not told us if she's the one who made the money demand or somebody else is doing that, but that person did demand millions of dollars in exchange for silence.
Lock them up.
Well, first and foremost, black men don't cheat. And on the rare occasions when we do cheat, it's not that we're cheating. We have been possessed by the devil himself.
Because
the flesh
ridiculous.
Is weak. So when the devil does possess us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We need to be comforted and held.
Right.
And okay, and forced to be held to a higher standard.
Well, right. Yeah, right? Women too, because black women don't cheat either, as a matter
You ain't black,
fact.
You don't know. Listen, the best time to cheat was after Beyonce dropped Lemonade.
No, it ain't.
Okay, women were more forgiving then. They were more forgiving then, okay?
Kevin Hart made the block hot, man.
He did make that block hot because after Hov dropped 444, you can't be out there getting possessed by the devil and
making
bad decisions.
All right, can I get back to my rumor report? Thank you. All right, so that is what's going on right now with Kevin Hart. But in the meantime, he is doing a lot of other beneficial things, and we'll get into that also during rumor reports. He is sending children to college and doing all of this. He's always done positive things. But what's going to happen for him next? He has actually said that he's sorry and he's made some mistakes, as we told you and as he said in his own statement. I'm Angela Yee, and
go ahead.
That's your rumor report.
You just simply can't cheat after the whole 444 album. You just can't do it. Hov did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that.
Well, Kevin Hart, I'm sure, will take a couple of weeks off and make sure his wife is good. She's pregnant.
She's
I think
pregnant.
The baby's about to drop soon, too.
Kev need to make the comedy version of 444, if you know what I know.
I'm sure he will.
Right.
I'm sure he will.
Okay. Man, and I went to go look at Aniko's comments, and they are being brutal. This woman is about to have a baby.
They
just relax.
They don't care.
She didn't do it.
The name of Kev's new stand-up is The Irresponsible Tour.
So
we better hear about how irresponsible you have been.
He owns up to everything, so I'm sure he'll talk about it.
He ain't got no choice.
All right, we'll talk about it more next hour. But we got front page news.
You can't keep doing the same things over and over again and then owning up to it.
The flesh is weak, man.
Okay, I'm not doing this anymore.
You're right. You all right.
It takes a lot of prayer, okay? Might have to find a new religion, something, man.
My goodness.
All right, but it is possible.
All right, well, front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about these hurricanes because Caribbean again in danger, and we'll give you that update.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. Over the weekend in football. The Ravens beat the Browns 24-10. Carolina beat Buffalo 9-3. Arizona beat the Colts 16-13.
I can't believe you're still watching football.
Tennessee beat Jacksonville 37-16. New England beat New Orleans 36-20. Philly lost to Kansas City 27-20. Pittsburgh beat the Vikings 26-9.
You don't care about the big ish.
Tampa beat Bay beat Chicago 29-7. The Dolphins beat the Chargers 19-17. Oakland destroyed the Jets 45-20. Washington beat the Rams 27-20. Seattle beat the 49ers 12-9. Atlanta beat the Packers 34-23.
This is disgusting.
And how the Cowboys do, bro?
I don't know. I was boycotting NFL.
Now you boycotting?
I don't know.
You ain't boycotting no damn football. Let me tell you something about Charlamagne. Over the weekend, we had the hurricane drive, right? 15 minutes before the Dallas Cowboy game was supposed to start, we couldn't find Charlamagne. I was like, he left to go watch the game.
I actually went to the gym, sir. Okay, and the game happened to be on in the gym, but I didn't even look up at the TV because I'm boycotting that.
Denver beat the brakes off of Dallas 42-17.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right,
I'm boycotting.
Let's talk about the protests in St. Louis.
Yes, more than 80 people were arrested in the third night of protests in St. Louis. Now, this all is because of an acquittal that just happened in December 2011. Jason Stockley shot and killed motorist Anthony Lamar Smith. There was a police chase over a suspected drug deal. Now, Stockley has said that before firing, he told Smith to show his hands. He said that Smith was reaching for a handgun, and he entered Smith's car to locate the weapon. Prosecutors are saying that the revolver found was planted by Stockley, and that was how he justified the shooting. Well, the officer was acquitted, and according to Anthony Lamar Smith's brother, Antoine, this is what he said was the issue.
The judge ain't do his job. He on the way to retire, so he ain't care less about the case. The whole time the trial was going on, that man was falling asleep at his stand. So he wasn't paying attention to the case. He already had his mind made up of what he wanted to do way before the trial even started and everything. That's why the barricades and stuff up all around downtown. Everybody downtown, they already knew the outcome of this.
So basically the brother's saying they didn't get a fair trial.
Right. He's saying the judge just didn't care and was on this, knew what the outcome was going to be before the trial even started. Now, St. Louis police have said the demonstrators threw rocks at the mayor's house and that law enforcement officers had been injured. And Ed Sheeran and U2 had to cancel their concerts in St. Louis due to safety concerns.
Right, now let's talk about these hurricanes. More hurricanes?
Yes, more hurricanes.
Goodness gracious.
Well, Hurricane Jose is maintaining its intensity, and it's going to be hitting the East Coast in the next few days. So there's going to be some heavy rain here. It's going to be windy. It's a Category 1 hurricane as of yesterday, but it will be affecting the East Coast, Bermuda, the Bahamas. And Hurricane Maria is now following Hurricane Irma's path and getting even stronger. So they are taking aim at the Caribbean islands. Envy, where are you from?
Dominico.
Yes, they're saying that is going to be, there's a hurricane warning there. There's a hurricane warning in Montserrat, where my mom's side of the family is from. Also St. Kitts, Guadeloupe, Martinique, all of those places, St. Lucia, Antigua, Barbuda, all of those are having hurricane warnings.
All right. Well, we'll continue to pray for them, and that's front page news. Now,
the block is hot! The block is hot!
When we get back, we got to talk. The block is hot. Now, if you haven't heard, there was some...
I hate a reluctance to talk about this in your voice, sir.
This is a tough one.
Listen, man.
Now, let me tell you guys, over the weekend,
okay,
I seen Kevin Hart's apology, right? And I seen it in his eyes, and I knew the block was about to get hot. And
then, I didn't even see the apology.
And then I seen the video that was released, and I did what any man would do. I call my friends, and I said, look, the block is going to be hot. I called Charlamagne like 7 in the morning.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. I said, the block is hot, bro.
Mind you, I'm laying next to my wife, and I'm like, okay, all right, I'm clean.
You clean? So I'm clean.
I'm out the game. Thank you for the warning, but I'm out the game.
Okay.
And then you had a 3-hour conversation.
The 3-hour conversation, because I actually looked at the evidence of the video in the bed with my wife. And
right.
My wife was like, good for his ass. I hope all these girls start recording y'all when y'all out here doing y'all dirt and putting y'all dumb asses on blast. I said, baby, I don't live this life.
I don't know. I can't even comment on this. I don't even know.
I don't even know what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I do understand the code red emergency that was put out. But I...
What?
Uh-huh. Don't even need to talk about this.
Me neither.
Because I don't live this life. So let's keep this on Kev.
Okay. 800-585-1051. Does this change the perception of Kevin Hart to
now,
you guys?
Yeah, keep in mind, a lot of people haven't seen the video.
Okay.
Right.
Well, let's explain the video a little bit, Yee. What they could see if they had seen the video.
Kev was set up by a devil.
Well, in the video, yes, somebody was clearly recording him. They were planning to extort him. You can tell that because it's different instances. One is in the bedroom, actually. Now, we don't know for sure that's Kevin Hart in the bedroom because you can't tell.
What?
You can't tell that it's him.
Really?
You don't, No.
The one where he's asleep
in the bed, but then there's one where it's like video footage of the bed moving.
Walks in front of the camera.
I just saw his butt.
You ain't watched the whole video.
He comes back and talks.
I said every video.
Well, he gets up. Yeah, he gets up and starts talking. Walks in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm with you. Yeah, I don't know if that's Kev either.
Okay, if that's what y'all want to roll with, I don't think that's Kev either. If that ain't R. Kelly in the video, that ain't Kev either. I'm with that. I'm right. That's definitely. You know what? That's right. That wasn't Kevin.
That wasn't. It looked like it's chain and all, but that wasn't Kev. Nope.
That was A-Town. Okay. That was A-Town. I know
but
A-Town when I see
him. But Kevin in the club. That one is very clearly him. It's well lit. You can see there's a woman.
Nope, I'm with you. That wasn't Kevin in the video. I'm with you, Yee.
It was doctored.
I'm glad you said that.
But he has admitted that he's done wrong. Okay, so that's why we can assume that at least some of this footage is of Kevin. And so he has admitted and apologized to his wife, to his kids, knowing that he has to do better.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. If that was Kev in that footage.
Which we're not sure it was.
Exactly.
Well, some of it we're positive. There's
I'm not positive about nothing.
There's some footage where just the bed the bed is moving and there's noise is made. You don't know that that's...
Black men don't cheat. So, I mean, now that you say that that wasn't Kev in that video, I'm starting to believe you, Yee.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't say it wasn't him.
I think that was some Cuban. You said we're not sure. 800-585...
I think that was a Cuban.
Cuban?
It was some Cuban guy.
800-585-1051. Does this change your perception of Kevin Hart
if that is him in the video?
On his pregnant wife? That is the question. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Kevin Hart. Now, there's a huge cheating scandal. Allegedly, he cheated on his pregnant wife. And,
well, I think
admittedly, and video.
I think he's kind of admitted it, so we don't even have to say.
You said he's not even on the video. You said you don't think that's
no,
him.
No, I said there was,
that was you said.
No, I said there were certain parts that you can't tell that it's him, and there's certain parts that you can see him clearly.
Well, I'll just say allegedly.
Matter of fact, I'll say it's not him. If that ain't R. Kelly on the sex
You didn't see the parts of the video where you just see the bed moving and you don't even see a person?
Yeah, but then he gets up and walks in front of the camera.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly the guy that looks a lot like Chocolate Dropper gets up and walks in front of the camera and then starts talking. And, you know, Kev has a very distinctive voice.
All right, so we're asking, does this change the perception of Kev? Let's start with the woman, Yee. What do you think?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, when Kevin Hart was on The Breakfast Club, I was like, you know what? He's a changed man. He did wrong to his, you know, his ex-wife, Tori Hart, but he's learned from those mistakes. They had a toxic relationship. Now he is committed. I always looked at Kevin Hart like, you know, everybody follow that example. He loves his woman no matter what. He always stands up for her. But you cannot be standing up for your woman in public and then embarrassing her in private.
Charlamagne.
I'm a man, so no, it does not change my perception of Kevin Hart. You know, I'm able to separate the two. And I understand that people aren't perfect, you know, and men make mistakes. And as a man, yes, we all get scared straight at different times, you know. And if you read Kev's book, he admitted to, you know, cheating on his ex-wife, Tori. And, you know, clearly he still got some things that he can't get out of his system. But I would advise Kev to get it out of his system as soon as possible because it's not worth the hurt that you cause your wife and your family.
Now, I agree with you. I mean, he's a man. I say that. But all men are perfect. Not anybody's perfect.
Oh, gosh.
But the thing with Kev Hart, and I'll be honest with you, I don't look at Kev as a relationship expert.
I really don't.
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian.
But listen, here's the problem.
Hold on, let me finish. He doesn't make, like, I don't look at him and say relationship goals. He's had problems before. He talks about his problems. Yeah. He's a comedian. He makes me laugh. I love him in movies. Do I look at his perception differently? No.
And he's never admitted what he said
up here about his wife and his life.
But why do we act like all those things he said about his wife aren't true? He loves his wife. That's his real.
What about him saying that he would never cheat because it would be too much of a risk?
He didn't say he would never. He said that he wouldn't be a good cheater now. And guess what?
Let's play the audio of what Kevin Hart actually said.
All right, let's
At today's time, man, like it's too risky. I wouldn't be a good cheater right now because I don't feel like I can trust you to cheat. So you wouldn't want to cheat with me because I'd be questioning you. You taking a picture? What you doing? Why risk it? What am I going to throw it all away
for?
It ain't worth it. It's not worth it at all.
He said he wouldn't be a good cheater because people would be pulling out phones and record them and he'd be nervous and have anxiety. And guess what? He was absolutely right. And that is when you get in trouble, people.
Right.
When you absolutely know the outcome of a decision you're about to make and you still choose to make that decision,
right. You
deserve whatever it is that comes with it.
Well, let's go to the phone lines.
Oh, and I just want to say one last thing. Do I think that all cheaters are bad people? No, I think that you mess up in your relationship and obviously you can still do positive things and still be a positive person. But there's an area of your life that you have to work on.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Julissa.
Hey, Jaleesa, good morning.
Good morning.
Does this change the perception of Kev to you?
I really hate to say that I'm not really surprised about the situation, but at the same time, I don't want to be quick to judge anybody, you know, like Angela was saying. We can't be too sure if it really was him, but I mean, at the end of the day, the proof is kind of in the pudding, because the video that he put out, he obviously cheated or did something in some type of way because he's feeling bad. He's making a video. But I'm still trying to grasp the concept of why a man who clearly has everything, like he has the perfect life, but I mean, I use the word perfect very loosely.
Yeah, nobody has a perfect life, baby.
Right, exactly. But I still just want to know why, you know, a man like that who's in that limelight would still want to try to seek out for more, you know? It's kind of sad, but I mean, at the end of the day, we all know Aniko is going to forgive him. They'll probably get counseling, and then they'll forgive each other and move on, you know?
So, right.
And if they choose to do that, that's their prerogative.
That's
what I hope for.
Hello, who's this?
This is Whitney calling out of Houston.
Hey, Whitney. Does this change your perception of Kevin Hart, alleged cheating?
No, not at all. Kevin Hart got famous by cheating on his first wife. He blew up after the infidelity came out the first time.
He didn't get famous for that now.
I mean, he used his material.
Right.
I mean, he blew up right after him and his wife got a divorce. I mean, I don't know.
So it's just more material for him, is what you're saying?
Pretty much. He talks about how his wife caught him cheating multiple times, how he was wrong for doing it, as he's saying now. I mean, it didn't change anybody back then. It's not going to change anything now.
You're right. I mean, this is a prime example of when you live your truth. Nobody can use your truth against you.
Well, 800-585-1051. Does this change the perception of Kevin Hart to you? Like I said, it doesn't for me. I didn't look at Kevin Hart as a relationship goals individual. I mean, I looked at Mr. Huxtable as, you know...
Exactly. And I said, Kevin never proclaimed to be perfect.
No,
Bill Cosby was up here putting himself on a pedestal.
Absolutely.
And talking down to people. Kev never did that.
Barack Obama, yes, those are relationships.
Now, Barack Obama get caught cheating, all bets are off. We got to legalize polygamy. All right, all bets are off. Now, that's different.
All right.
That's different because we know Barack ain't got no stains on his white T-shirt. Clean white tee. Fresh.
585-1051. Does this change the perception of Kevin Hart to you? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was French Montana with Unforgettable. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Kevin Hart. Now, a video surfaced over the weekend of Kevin Hart allegedly cheating on his pregnant wife.
And we say allegedly because, as Angela Yee pointed out, we don't even know if that's Kevin the video. Okay.
I rock with you.
But
with
Kevin
that.
Hart posted his own video where he did admit that he had to apologize to his wife and kids and put himself in a bad situation.
Right. He didn't say what he did, but he just said he has to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking, does this change the perception of Kev to you? For me, it doesn't. Like I said, I've never looked at Kev as a relationship goals. He's a comedian. He makes mistakes. Now, if this was Dr. Huxtable or if this was...
If this is Barack Obama,
Dr. Huxtable is not a real character.
Hey, he had a perfect marriage.
If this was Barack Obama, Huxtable. I'd be shocked. But Kevin Hart, absolutely not. If you read his book, he talks about cheating on his ex-wife. He's always talked about, you know, cheating on Tori in his stand-up specials. Right. And I just feel like Kev does have some more growing to do in that area.
He does.
And I'm sure he's aware of that. And I just want all fellas to know that the best time to cheat, man, was after Beyonce dropped Lemonade. Women were way more forgiving then, okay? Because they was like, if Beyonce, you know, got cheated on and she forgave, then I can too.
But I also thought that he was a changed man after making those mistakes in his first marriage and saying that this is his rib and all of that. I believed it.
I mean, and the worst time to cheat is now that hoes drop 444. Jay-Z went through that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that.
There's no good time to cheat. How about that?
There's never a good time to cheat.
Hello, who's this? Turn your radio down.
Oh, hi, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. We're talking Kev Hart this morning. Does this change the perception of Kev to you?
Absolutely not. We're talking about a man who actually makes jokes about cheating on his significant other. Like, come on. Everybody under the sun knew that she was only with him for one reason. I think even he knew that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now you're making more assumptions. Relax, all right?
Well, let her finish. Go ahead.
I don't think he respects or values his relationships because if you look at it in the past, he always, I won't say disrespected his wife or woman or whoever, but in his last, like, movie he had, he joked about not coming home. Even though he said he passed out at a friend's house, but that's always
his movie.
Well, his stand-up is from his real life, he always says.
You mean a stand-up or a movie? What are you talking about? The stand-up.
On the What Now, I think that was it. What Now? The last one he did. He joked about not coming home, and she texting him like, where are you, really? This what you going to do? That's a joke, but I was looking at my husband like, I wish you would. Like, you must be out your bad mind thinking that you finna not come home and I'm finna be texting you. Nah. And she stayed with him, which she's gonna stay with him now.
Now, do you feel bad for Aniko?
No, because she knows what it is. That's why none of them come is bother her. Like, I would be on suicide watch if this was my life. Like, don't try me like that. Like, nah. I don't feel bad for her because she knows what it is. She knows.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, does this change the perception of Kevin Hart to you?
Not really, because I believe that a lot of guys in America probably would want to do what Kevin did, but it's just that he's famous. That's me personally. And we live in an era where stuff happens. The impossible happens.
The impossible.
The impossible.
Why do y'all think this was impossible, though?
I mean, it for Kevin Hart, it's impossible.
Why?
For Kevin,
is it impossible?
Well, because Kevin living the life with his wife, his kids, and you want to think Kevin do that to her, but hey, beats me, it happens.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep.
All right, well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is accountability. You know, accept responsibility for your actions, be accountable for your results, and take ownership of your mistakes. And I fully expect Kevin Hart to do that. I mean, the name of his new stand-up special is Irresponsible. The name of his new tour is Irresponsible. So he better get on that stage and tell us exactly how irresponsible he is.
All right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kev set this all up himself just for this goddamn stand-up
special. No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's what you're going with?
I don't know.
No.
While his wife is about to have a baby?
Maybe she ain't on it, too. No. Like, this might be a well thought out plan to have something to talk about in your new stand up special.
Yeah,
I doubt it, but you know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But also the moral of the story is, fellas, please remember, man, the best time to cheat on your woman, there's never a good time to cheat, but the best time to cheat was after Beyonce dropped Lemonade. The worst time to cheat is now that Hove has dropped 444. Okay, Hove did that, so hopefully we don't have to go through that.
Don't cheat at all.
My words today are, you know, you have to learn from your mistakes, because if you keep doing the same things over and over again, then that's just a lifestyle.
What if you keep doing it over and over on a different woman? It's not the same. It's not the same mistake. It's technically not the same mistake.
We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about the Emmys. We'll tell you about what black person just won for best directing for a comedy series, making him the first African-American to win in that category. There's some other firsts, too, so we'll get all into that about the Emmys.
All right, and make sure you listen. We're giving you a chance to win a trip to New York's powerhouse. That's right. Airfare, hotel, suite tickets, and a chance to meet the Breakfast Club. All right, it's going down at the Barclays October 26th. If you want to see French Montana, Cardi B, I'll be there with some special friends, Migos, The Weeknd. All you got to do is listen every morning for the code word. When you hear it, text 64895, and you could be in the building. It's powered by Amp Energy. New Amp Energy Organic will give you organically unstoppable energy for fueling your hustle. Rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, we discussed Wendy Williams in her bikini. A lot of people were having some nasty things to say about her. Now, T.I. posted it, and he said that, and we reported this story previously. He just said he was going to try something new and not say anything malicious. He said, let's see if the power of mercy moves her heart to not be so malicious and vindictive in the future when she's speaking on the lives of other strangers when they're going through their own personal tough times. Well, that
so
post
he
did not
snap
work.
On Wendy.
No, he didn't. He definitely didn't.
He said he didn't want to do that because let's just see if she is now going to have a little bit of compassion for people when they're put out there just because so many people were going in on her about her bikini body. Well, that didn't work out so well. Here is what Wendy Williams had to say about T.I. wearing lifts.
No, his wife is going to be on the show on Friday.
Okay, all good. Oh, I can't wait to...
If they're still married, I have no idea. I heard he wears lifts. You know when a short man puts lifts in his shoes to be a little taller. Maybe I should wear butt pads to give me some more ass.
That was a horrible clapback, by the way. Not only was that a horrible clapback, it was an unnecessary clapback because T.I. didn't even clap at her.
Very unnecessary.
And before that, she had said she could buy a fake one like his wife, Tiny's, okay? Then
She said that?
I never heard her say that. I saw them write that, but when you actually watched the video, she never said that.
I didn't hear her say that.
Tiny's actually going to be on the show on Friday with Escape.
Now, here's what else she said.
I was in Barbados on a lover's holiday with my husband of almost 20 years. Yes, I am 53, and yes, I still zip it and do it in a bikini with perky boobs and a flat belly. And if I got no behind, I could buy one like the rest of you all.
I told y'all Wendy don't care.
No, I mean, she's right. She's 50 years old. She's enjoying her life. She's successful. Who cares?
I mean, listen, we should all have that kind of confidence, all right? Okay, I know guys that are grown as hell and still wear T-shirts in the pool and in the water. All
right? You're right.
Okay.
You absolutely
she
right.
She said she's shaped like a capital P. I can joke about myself before you ever joke with me. All right, now let's get into the Emmys that came on last night. Stephen Colbert was hosting. And, of course, Donald Trump's name came up more than a few times throughout the evening. And Stephen Colbert blames the Emmys for Donald Trump becoming president. Here is the correlation.
And we all know the Emmys mean a lot to Donald Trump because he was nominated multiple times for Celebrity Apprentice, but he never won. Why didn't you give him an Emmy? I tell you this, if he had won an Emmy, I bet he wouldn't have run for president. So in a way, this is all your fault.
All right, now, in addition to that, Issa Rae on the red carpet was asked, who is she rooting for? Here's what she said.
Who are you rooting for tonight?
I'm rooting for everybody black.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Issa Rae, damn it.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Is something wrong with that?
Nope.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Now, Donald Glover actually accepted the Emmy for lead actor in a comedy series, and he also got best directing for a comedy series. That makes him the first African-American to win in the directing category. Here he is on stage accepting.
I want to thank Trump for making black people number one on the most oppressed list. He's the reason I'm probably up here.
Now he also thanks his family, including his unborn son and his partner, Michelle, who he said, you love me no matter how crazy I get.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Donald Glover. Donald was supposed to tell the white America about Bodak Yellow, though. Like last year, how he put everybody on the Bad and Bougie. Yeah. Amigos, supposed to put everybody on the board.
The difference now, is everybody knows this one
Lena
first.
Waithe also made Emmy history, first black woman to win for comedy writing. And that is because of her Thanksgiving episode of Master of None with co-creator and star Aziz Ansari. Here she is accepting her award.
My LGBTQIA family, I see each and every one of you. The things that make us different, those are our superpowers. Every day when you walk out the door, put on your imaginary cape and go out there and conquer the world, because the world would not be as beautiful as it is if we weren't in it. And for everybody out there that showed us so much love for this episode, thank you for embracing a little Indian boy from South Carolina and a little queer black girl from the south side of Chicago.
She also has an autobiographical Showtime series coming called The Chi, about her coming of age years in Chicago. And she has other TV projects that she is developing. So congratulations to all the wins last night. HBO got 29 wins, so that was the most of any network. And they also got Best Comedy Honors for Veep and for Julia Louis-Dreyfus as well. And they won for The Night Of, all kinds of things. Netflix got 20 also. So congratulations to them. And NBC finished third with 15 Emmy Awards.
All right.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
You giving that donkey too?
Listen, man, I'm not for rewarding bad behavior, so I need Mike Caron, the creative officer of Warner Music Group, and anybody at Atlantic involved in the signing of Cash Me Outside Girl, I need them to come to the front of the congregation. I'd like to have a word with them.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heave-ho.
Yeah, it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 18th goes to Mike Caron, the creative officer at Warner Music Group, which is the parent label of entities like Atlantic and Warner Brothers, who, according to XXL.com, has played an instrumental role in the signing of Daniel Bregoli, a.k.a. Cash Me Outside Girl. Yes, remember that little disrespectful, no-man-is-ass girl who was on Dr. Phil? Let me remind you of who she is.
And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience, that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside, how about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Oh, God. Well, according to XXL, she was recently signed to Atlantic Records. First and foremost, I didn't know she was a rapper, but she has a song called These Hoes. According to XXL, the track has close to 2 million streams on SoundCloud, and the video for the song has over 21 million views. But I don't give a damn about none of that. I am not a fan of rewarding people for bad behavior. Now, according to XXL, Cash Me Outside Girl has signed a multi-million-dollar deal with Atlantic Records. Mm-mm. Does anybody believe that?
No.
You believe that? I don't believe that.
No.
But if it is true, I have a question. Why? Okay, Atlantic is popping right now.
Yeah, without question, the best label for rap music. They got Wiz Khalifa, Lil Uzi Vert, Kodak Black, Cardi B, Kevin Gates, even though he's locked up, Ty Dolla $ign, Meek Mill, Wale, just to name a few. I don't know why you have a roster of talented rappers like that who are winning. Why would you go and reward a person like Cash Me Outside Girl for bad behavior? You don't need that. Now, I know that the success of Cardi B probably has people running to sign the next best viral sensation, but let's be clear. Cash Me Outside Girl is not Cardi B. Okay, Cardi B is likable. Cardi B actually has a personality. Cardi B built up her following online from being funny and relatable. It is a number of redeeming qualities about Cardi B that would make someone want to sign her. But Cash Me Outside Girl got signed because she's a terrible person? Now, I'm not even mad at Cash Me Outside Girl. She's a kid. But I am mad at that grown-ass individual or individuals who are rewarding this young lady for being disrespectful. What kind of message are you sending to other little kids? That if they are disrespectful and negative and disobey authority, that they can get a record deal? I don't give a damn if this young lady ends up selling 20 million records. Sometimes you have to choose morals over money. I'm all for people breaking into the game in non-traditional ways, but nah, bro. It's actual talented artists out here putting in real work, doing things the right way, and they can't even get a meeting at these labels. But Cash Me Outside Girl gets a deal for acting an ass on Dr. Phil? Now, I know what y'all are asking yourself. Is she any good? Is there absolutely any reason that a label would sign her? Well, let's play a snippet of These Hoes, and let's see. I ain't nothing like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a C-Lo. Y'all pocket so swollen. Look, these hoes be fake flossing. Fake ass jewelry got a neck rash. These hoes be fake balling. Tax money that you wish on last. These hoes be riders and they gon' come up because they let you off. Oh, my gosh. What do you think, Envy?
That song
DJ.
Is a mess.
You think it's a mess?
That wasn't real.
A mess.
That was a joke.
You think so?
I blame
the people who downloaded and watched this video 20 million times in 2 weeks.
Well, they probably watched it because they just wanted to see what she could possibly be doing.
Hoes.
That don't mean that they're fans of the song. Fart on that record, please. Give it some nice ass gas. Hold on. Let me lean up a little bit. There you go. All right. The moral is, thank you.
Oh, that was loud.
I didn't know they made me that gassy.
That's like crab cakes. Right?
Now, the moral of the story is you don't reward bad behavior, okay? You award behavior you want to reoccur. We can't complain about people like Cash Me Outside Girl and then reward them with record deals. What you allow is what will continue. And I personally don't want to continue the trend of kids acting a damn fool because it garners them attention. And now I guess... money? Please give Mike Caron, the creative director of Warner Music Group, and anybody at Atlantic involved in signing Cash Me Outside Girl the biggest hee-haw, please.
Now, our friend Kaiser didn't have nothing to do with this.
I absolutely, positively do not believe Kaiser had anything to do with this.
I hope not.
I would really hope not.
All right.
Atlantic is winning right now, though. So I don't know why you would add this to your roster.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, shoot your shot. 800-585-1051. If you want to holler at somebody, need some help, you can call up, shoot your shot, and the Breakfast Club will help you. And also, you want to go to the Barclays Center October 26th for Powerhouse NYC.
Powerhouse.
We'll fly you here. We'll give you a hotel suite tickets, and you can meet the Breakfast Club. You want to see The Weeknd, Migos, Lil Uzi Vert, Cardi B, French Montana, me, and more. I'm going to have some friends on that stage. Just listen to the code word every morning, and you can be in the building.
Is it Catch Me Outside Girl performing?
No. No. But keep it locked in. We'll have you a chance to fly to New York and go to that show. All right. Right now, here's Kendrick Lamar. It's Loyalty. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Are you ready? It's time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with The Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
We're shooting your shot this morning?
Yes, I am. I'm shooting a shot.
Well, who are we shooting a shot with, Brandy?
All right, so there's this guy I work with. His name is Amir, and, you know, I'm he's hot. I'm not even going to lie. He's so hot. And, okay, so here it goes. So I kind of feel like I'm out of his league, only because, like, his ex-girlfriend is so, she's so fly. Like,
oh, you mean he's out of your league?
Yes, thank you. I'm so nervous. I'm so tired today.
Okay, that's fine.
yeah, he's out of... Yeah, because, like, his ex-girlfriend, she looks like Beyonce, you know? And I don't look like that. You know, I just got a job at that place, and, you know, I'm a receptionist. He just got promoted to manager. He drives a fly car. Like, he has, like, this Porsche truck that's off the chain, and, you know, but he's hot.
Oh, my God, you have no self-esteem.
Don't count yourself out.
Jesus Christ, you have no self-esteem about yourself.
I'm just being honest. I feel a little, you know, but I figure I should have shot. You know what I mean?
But why are you telling yourself all of these things? Why do you think you're not fly? Why have you come to these agreements with yourself that you're not fly?
Yeah, you don't need a car to be fly. You don't need a good job. If you fly, you fly.
Thank you. I hope
he feels
the same way.
Well, I didn't see you fly because I don't know you, but
maybe,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe I need to see your Instagram first before I jump to conclusions.
All right, don't worry about that. She's not interested in you. She's interested in her coworker.
Thanks a lot.
Have you guys
have good conversation ever? Do you feel a little vibe?
Yeah, we have conversation. I mean, he's funny as hell. Like I said, he's so fine. So, I'm sorry.
Have you ever flirted with you?
Yeah, I want to say sort of. I mean,
tell me what you think is flirting.
What
tell
did he
me.
Do?
You know, he looks into my eyes. You know, he puts his hand over my shoulder. You know, if we're sitting down, he puts his hand on my knee, kind of thing.
Well, hand on the knee is a little flirty.
Hand on the knee ain't flirty, man.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not, man.
Whose knee do you put your hand on if you're not flirting?
He might have been saying something like, hey, good job today. You know what I'm saying? You was really good in that meeting. We don't know. No. You know what I mean? Nothing.
No.
But then you put your hand on my knee? I don't know. Come on. I mean, listen to my eyes a lot.
Come on.
You should always look people in the eyes when you talk to them.
Absolutely.
Man. Jesus Christ. Y'all women's standards are low now.
All right. Well, let's see how he feels because we don't know.
All right. We're going to call him when we come back, and we're going to stay on the line and help you out. And we'll see what happens. But you got to have a little more self-esteem. You can't be down on yourself.
Well, we don't know how she looks. We might call Amir. Amir might be like, you talking about...
But let's see. Let's call him. Come and work in the wheelchair.
You don't want that.
I'm not ugly. Stop.
All right, Brandon. We got some
cosmetically challenged. We don't know yet.
All right. When we come back, we're going to call Amir. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Brandy on the line. She's about to shoot her shot with Amir. All right, Brandy, call him up.
Hello?
Hi, this is Brandy. How are you?
Hey, girl, what's up?
What's up? What's going on? Sorry to call you this early, but I was just... here we go. So, you know, we work together and everything, and, you know, I think you're fine as hell, and, you know, I just feel like I'm going to, like, shoot a shot today. Like, I'm feeling you. Like, I would love, you know, I know this is weird to ask you out on a date, but I would love to go out.
Oh, dude, that's a good wake-up call, man. That's awesome. yeah, that'd be dope, man. That'd be dope.
I mean, are you seeing anybody? Like, you know.
No, I'm just chilling right now. I'm not in anything serious at the
moment. Brandy, doesn't matter if he's seeing anybody.
He
just told you yes.
Thank you.
Why is she asking all these extra questions, right?
I told you yes, Brandy. Just be happy about it.
Good morning, Amir. This is The Breakfast Club, by the way.
Hold on. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, we're The Breakfast Club. You know, Brandy called us and said she might need a little help talking to you. So.
And we're here to help her shoot her shots.
This is The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Yes, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. Why?
I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Oh, thank you.
So even better, when you guys get married, y'all come up here. Remember how y'all shot your shot on The Breakfast Club?
That's so dope. I love. Dude, all right. So
this was a smooth
my brother, get off The Breakfast Club's D and get Brandy on your D. Okay.
You
now listen, let me tell you something.
I'm nervous. I can't.
How does Brandy look?
Listen, I gotta be real with y'all. Since we're shooting the shot, since that's what this thing's about. You talking to anybody?
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
First of all,
yes, I have a boyfriend. Secondly, you're about to go out with Brandy. Why would you even do that?
Brandy, I heard your vagina get so dry just now.
Oh my God. Brandy. Yo, you got to be kidding me right now, right? I mean,
that's disrespectful. Brandy, I don't know.
I heard your vagina get so dry.
Right now.
It's not every day that you just get to talk. To like, I just
figured
out
to
ask, man. It's not
Amir.
My God,
Amir, do you understand what you just did? You freaking idiot!
Oh my God,
you just shot your shot in the wrong basket. Okay, those two points belong to us.
Like, Brandy, are you still gonna go out with him?
it's no harm in asking. I just thought I would, you know, just ask.
Bro, Brandy is not a consolation prize. So, first of all, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is Brandy? Because now I'm thinking she's not that hot if you just threw her to the side for Angela Yee.
My goodness.
Amir.
Nah. It's not like that at all.
So what is it like, Amir? You want to have your cake and
Amir,
eat too?
You sound like a hoe.
First, I'm single. You can't be a hoe when you're single.
That's not true. Who told you that lie?
Okay.
When you're single, you're single. When you're in a relationship, then you got to be with that one person.
No, you can be a single hoe, and you can be a hoe in a relationship.
Brandy, do you still want to go out with Amir?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm dying over here. I just asked him out, and he's now kicking it to you.
Now she hates me.
But how does Brandy look?
Does that?
Yeah, Amir would not answer how Brandy looked to save his life.
It don't matter. He said he would go out with her. It's not about that.
I think he was letting her down easy.
Yeah, but then he goes out and he sees the next hot girl that looks like you, and then he's off to the races. I don't even know what to say right now.
Amir, how does she look on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, my God.
No.
This is terrible.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
She's a good-looking girl. I have no problem. I just thought I'd ask. I can ask him a question. I can't.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to moonwalk out of here.
All right.
Poor girl.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Amir, you guys
dying
this out.
Over here.
Amir, have a blessed day.
Well, Angela Yee,
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Well, peace.
Damn,
oh, wow.
Man.
Peace.
That didn't work out too well. All right.
Damn.
Shoot your shot. 800-585-1051. You could call us up if you want to shoot your shot. All right. Now, keep it locked. We got rumors on the way. What are we talking about in the rumors, G?
We'll be talking about Mike Tyson. There's a new movie coming out. We'll tell you who's set to play him in the movie and who they are trying to get on board to direct.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne.
That's right. Straighten up, goddammit, because the block
is
hot.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody better be on their best behavior.
When you say the block, what do you mean by the block?
When I say the block, what I mean is when one man, you know, F's up, he doesn't realize he F's up for all of us. Because all of us got to hear it.
Damn.
And Angela Yee is about to tell you all about it.
Here we go. Kevin Hart.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kevin Hart put out a video apologizing to his wife and children. We didn't know what happened at first.
I apologize.
We could only guess, but here was the video.
And recently, I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment where only bad things can happen, and they did. And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to, being my wife and my kids. It's a moment when you know you're wrong, and there's no excuses for your wrong behavior. At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. But I'm not going to also allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes.
I need talk to Kev because I'm not too sure that's him on that video. And I don't need him to be taking the blame for somebody that may not be him.
Clearly, he is taking not the blame, but responsibility for mistakes that he has made.
For a lookalike?
Now, it turns out that the FBI is on the case. They have also honed in on a suspect. And on this video footage, it was like a 4.5-minute video that this person sent out. And they were trying to expose Kevin Hart. And they also put some of the Breakfast Club interview when Kevin Hart was up here talking about marriage.
Did they get clearance for that?
I'm sending a cease and desist.
Check it out.
This is your second marriage. What made you want to do it again?
I got a good one. I can't play any games.
You call it your rib?
Yeah, I call it my rib, man. And the funny thing is people understand what that means, dude. It's from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rib is something that you can't live without. No, but I got a good one, man. Look, I can say on record, you know, within my last marriage, I take full responsibility for the mistakes that I made. I'm not sitting up here like, man, I don't know why it didn't work. Hey, I'm guilty.
I'm sending a cease and desist. Don't use my voice in your little extortion plot.
Well, his wife, Aniko, is set to give birth at any moment now. So hopefully the two of them are going to figure this out.
I just like how the bat signal went off yesterday because Sunday morning I'm laying in the bed and I get a text from Envy. Like, yo, the block hot, bruh. It's like, just in case, get the car.
Hey, if y'all aren't doing nothing wrong, you should have nothing
to worry
about.
That's how I felt. I felt clean.
You guys are too passionate about this. Let's move on. Janet Jackson, while performing, she actually broke into a Bodak Yellow dance. Check it out.
Okay, Janet.
Because she was going off to it. Now, Cardi B said, I really can't even believe this. It's so surreal. Like, OMG, son, this is the type of issue you dream about. Thank you, Janet Jackson, for showing Bodak Yellow some love. I'm so happy.
Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B soon to have the number one record in the country. And I just want Mike Caren, who signed Cash Me Out Girl to Atlantic Records to know that no superstar will ever dance to a Cash Me Outside Girl record.
Now, you okay? Sure Michael Kaiser had nothing to do with this signing?
Kaiser had nothing to do with this.
Okay, just making sure.
Nothing.
We got to ask Kaiser. Kaiser got something to double check and verify.
Kaiser got something to do with the rest of the label. Wiz Khalifa, Lil Uzi Vert, Kodak Black, Cardi B, you know, everybody that's popping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kaiser has not yet asked us to have her on the show. All right. Now, Mike Tyson movie. Jamie Foxx has confirmed that he's going to be playing him in that biopic. But what they are also saying is that they are close to getting Martin Scorsese to direct the movie as well. So that should be a pretty big deal. Mike Tyson, of course, is giving his blessing. And Foxx said Tyson has signed on for it. Filming hasn't started yet, but it's going to happen. A lot of people aren't going to like the things I've done in my life. That's what Mike Tyson had to say.
I'm all for that. Mike Tyson has this one of those intriguing stories that whether it's a documentary, a biopic, a stage play, you're always in tune.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, in the meantime, Jamie Foxx also told People Magazine that he is so in awe of Jay-Z that he wouldn't even want to be friends with him. He said, I like to keep that mystique of him. I don't ever want to be too close. I keep Jay-Z on a certain level. He said, I took my father to see Jay-Z not too long after 9/11. This was our first moment of bonding, and I was like, I'm going to take you to see somebody, Pops. And we watched that guy, and we had a great moment. So,
Yo. If
you remember, Jamie Foxx also, spoke openly about his estranged relationship with his parents because he was adopted and raised by his grandparents. So that, of course, meant a lot to him.
Mm-hmm. I just respect the fact that Jamie Foxx has an assortment of hairlines. Like, every time you see him, he got a new hairline. I guarantee you he got his hairlines hanging up on the wall like snapbacks in his house somewhere. I'm telling you. And it's one movie. You ever seen Annie? You've seen Annie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On Annie, they catch him in the bathroom with his hairline on the
I didn't notice
on
that.
The little
Why
mannequin
were you
head.
So...
I promise you.
No.
It's a scene in Annie where Jamie Foxx has his
Why
hairline
would you even
on the mannequin
that?
Head.
No.
It's in the movie.
I'm going to look again.
I promise you. Go watch the movie.
All right. And Colin Kaepernick says he does want to play football. He's ready right now. Now, Sean Kick said, I asked Colin, do you want to play football? His answer, an emphatic yes. I've never stopped. I'm ready right now, working out daily.
Who said Colin didn't want to play football, though?
Nobody.
Like, we all knew he wanted to play football.
I'm just giving you the answers that were on Twitter from Sean King. He posted that himself. And by the way, Kid from Kid and Play has replied to that criticism over that image of Colin Kaepernick with him pretending to be Colin Kaepernick with Jason Whitlock.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we wanted to spoof the media's treatment of him and the circus that has been created. Many people mistakenly thought Kid, who is extremely light-skinned, was a white man. And so, he said, anybody who knows me knows where I stand on Colin Kaepernick, exactly where he stands.
No, Kid. Yeah, you was up there with funny. Jason Whitlock's fat ass, and Jason Whitlock don't like Colin Kaepernick, and you was used as a tool to continue to poke fun at Colin Kaepernick. Knock it off. He actually texted me over the weekend.
I said what?
Jason Whitlock?
No, Kid. I just thought about it. He put, do people ever get a chance to explain their donkey status? That's what he said.
Well, I guess that was his chance.
Did you reply?
Yeah, I put of course, but I never heard back from him.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.